Time to say good morning to Annette and talk nutrition and healthy eating and everything that goes along with it. Annette, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Wayne.
And thanks for joining us. And Annette, this morning the topic is intermittent fasting, an interesting topic and one that you need to tackle very carefully.
Definitely, because I must be honest, it's a very sensitive topic amongst the average person and even professionals, because there's so many different ways of thinking and beliefs about this. So it's been one of the most popular health trends in the past decade. So just to explain really what it really means. So intermittent fasting, it's an eating pattern which you refrain to consume calories for an extended period of time. So it can be anything from between 12 and 40 hours. It doesn't really matter. But in this time that you decide to restrict your calories, you can only consume things that is calorie-free. So in other words, water, for instance, black coffee, black tea, obviously no sugar added, right. No milk added. And then also things like calorie-free beverages, but absolutely no solid food or no calorie-containing drinks.
Wow. For 40 hours?
If you do the long-term.
right.
Yes, but anything from 12 hours is acceptable for intermittent fasting. So there is on average 5 different ways that you can go about. If we talk about the definition of intermittent fasting, there's 5 ways that you can do this. So the one would be, which we call time-restricted eating. So you make a decision to fast for 12 hours or even longer. And then in the remaining hours of the day, you will then consume 2 or 3 meals. Okay. So the most popular one would be 16-8. So you will fast for 16 hours and you will only eat for 8. So this really means if you stop eating at 8 o'clock at night, you will only consume your first meal 12 o'clock the next day.
Okay.
And then obviously, majority of that time you are sleeping, but when you wake up, you will most probably only drink calorie-free containing fluids.
Right.
Then the other one is 5-2. So this really means that 5 days you will eat normally. And then the other 2 days of the week, you will only consume between 500 and 600 calories. So obviously, that's very little food. If we have to put 500, 600 calories into food, it will be very little. So that's the second way. Then the third one they call eat, stop, eat. So you will choose to not eat for 24 hours, 2 days of the week.
Okay.
So wow. You obviously can decide which ones those would be. But some people do that. Or there's alternate day fasting. So for one day you'll eat normal, the other day you'll fast, normal fast. And that's how you will go about it. Or there's the last version, which they call the warrior diet. So it involves really eating small amounts of fruits and vegetables during the course of the day. But then you only have one proper meal at nighttime.
Okay. So that's you kind of eat once a day.
Yes, okay. And then the other time you'll just snack on maybe fruit or raw vegetables. So that's sort of how you do it. So those are the ways so all 5 of these methods fall under basically the definition of intermittent fasting. And then obviously you can choose what you want to do that suits your lifestyle or your activity levels whatever the scenario might be. So if we really have a look, why would people want to do intermittent fasting? There's mainly 2 reasons. The one would be for metabolic health. So that would be a first one. And maybe next week I'll elaborate a little bit on that, because metabolic syndrome is quite a huge topic. So you will choose it for a health purpose, number one. And then secondly, the second reason might be weight loss. And I think the majority of people out there choose intermittent fasting for weight loss, not necessarily for metabolic health or metabolic adjustments. Okay. So I think if you are choosing it for losing weight, then the reason why intermittent fasting will be effective is really because you are abstaining from food, you actually create a calorie deficit. So it means that you consume fewer calories than you need to maintain your current weight. And that then is obviously why you will lose weight. So research shows that some types of intermittent fasting can be as effective for weight loss, but not necessarily more effective than other diets that rely on a calorie deficit intake. Okay. So, for instance, if I write a meal plan, which is 4,500 kilojoules, for instance, or 5,000 kilojoules, and you consume it from 8 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. But with intermittent fasting, maybe you choose to eat the hours you want to eat and you still consume 5,000 kilojoules. It's give or take the same thing. So there's a little bit of, this is sort of a controversial point. Mm-hmm. In terms of calorie restriction versus calorie restricted diets versus intermittent fasting as a method. Nice. So, then it seems like if you choose intermittent fasting, that the most effective one for weight loss is really 16-8. Mm-hmm. So to fast for 16 hours and then eat for 8 hours.
Or during those 8, you're obviously not going to eat for the entire 8 hours, but that's your window of opportunity for having carefully planned meals.
Yes. So with that said, I do think it's very important that because intermittent fasting, the focus is really on time, not on the type of food that you eat.
Okay.
So I believe that if you want to do the intermittent fasting thing, it doesn't mean you can eat what you want in the 8 hours that you eat.
Okay.
So I do think you should make lifestyle choices in the same time that you choose the intermittent fasting. Try to then focus on going, if you want to consume fats, conservative, but then also choose monounsaturated fatty acids. Don't go and eat all the saturated ones that's high, you know, in all the bad fats that we do know. If you eat carbs, choose the low glycemic index ones, which is high in fiber, which is insulin sparing type of carbohydrate to consume. Focus on fruits and vegetables, lean meat. So really make good choices as well in the 8 hours that you do decide to eat, because it might then, the other side is you might do intermittent fasting, but by making the wrong food choices, your food choices might be so dense in calories that you actually do not lose the weight that you want to lose.
I was just thinking, because that would then be counterproductive, because what you might be gaining on by doing the fasting, you're actually losing because you're putting it all back again with some, possibly, if you're not careful.
Yes, so I really think that if this is what people need to understand about intermittent fasting, although I am fasting time, the type of food that I then choose to eat when I consume food needs to be the right ones. Otherwise, it might not be as effective as you want it to be. And then the benefits, obviously, that we do get from intermittent fasting, I think it's more related to weight loss than necessarily fasting itself. So number one, your blood pressure might drop. So scientific evidence shows that if you are able to lose 10% of your current body weight, say you a person with a relatively or normal to high blood pressure, and you want to drop your blood pressure, if you lose 10% of your body weight, it's scientifically proven that you will drop your blood pressure by 25%.
Okay.
So that's a very good reason, really, then to try intermittent fasting if you want to do it that way, or a calorie-restricted diet. Obviously, there will be an improvement in your blood glucose levels. If we just think, if you lose a visceral fat mass, then obviously, because you lose the visceral fat, you become naturally more insulin sensitive. So the free-flowing insulin in your body can be utilized more effectively by your body. And then also, if we look at disease-specific reasons why people choose to fast, and that's a whole nother story, is really to repair damaged cells. And there's also some research to show that it might protect brain health, but and that's why I say if you choose it for a health reason, it becomes a totally different type of way of doing intermittent fasting.
Right. And as you say, you know, there's different reasons, and different people have different reasons for actually doing it.
Yes, definitely. So I think people might ask, is this really a sustainable thing to do? I think if your lifestyle is really, you are the person that stops eating at 9, 10 o'clock at night, or 8, 9 o'clock at night, and you, it's nothing for you to only eat your first meal at 10 at or 11 in the next day, or 11 or 12, and you can just drink black coffee or tea until then, this might really be an effective way for you to maybe eat. And even like practically, it would mean that you don't really have to pack breakfast, or you are okay to maybe just snack on fruit. So it takes away a little bit of a burden of packing lunch boxes if you are that type of person. But obviously, if you are the personality, the moment you open your eyes, you are very hungry.
Yes.
I don't think it might be hard. And even if you are the active person, this is maybe not the way to lose the weight that you want to lose. Or we might have to swap around the times that you choose to fast.
Because it's just a question, something that's cropped up while you were mentioning that is, you know, on the other hand, you know, it's always said that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. But obviously, this is all part of a plan, so you need to adjust accordingly. Under normal sort of nutrition conditions, you need to have your breakfast and your regular meals. But in this particular case, it's part of a bigger plan.
Yes, it's definitely part of a bigger plan. And because of that, it might for some people be hard to actually get into this routine. So they might be very hungry, even irritable, moody, because obviously there's a drop in blood glucose levels. Your brain does not get the free-flowing glucose that's available for function, because glucose is the number one fuel source for your brain. So it might be for other people that want to try something to get used to. Uh-huh. So it will be a little bit of a mind of a matter. But as I said in the beginning, maybe not for everybody. And think carefully why you want to do this and how you want to do this, and go about it the correct way.
Right.
Don't just do it for the sake of it.
And don't treat it as possibly one of those fad diets, because it's obviously a decision that one needs to make with a goal, and also with a plan, and obviously with the assistance of somebody that knows what they're doing.
Yeah, and I really think it's important to choose foods wisely when you decide to do this, because I think for many other people, like, I think it's very easy for a person to think, oh, you know, I fasted for 16 hours, I'm going to reward myself with food.
Yeah.
And then the reward is just the wrong thing. So really, really do it the right way.
And in this particular case, I'm guessing that you'd advise the assistance of a nutritionist or somebody, you know, not just a visit to Dr. Google and the nutrition department of Google to get your advice, and speak to somebody that can actually maybe do an analysis of you and your lifestyle and everything.
Yeah, and also I think if it's for health reasons, obviously go to your GP, check blood pressure, check insulin levels, check your cholesterol levels, and then go to, for instance, a dietitian to work out a meal plan, and then 3-4 months later revisit the blood pressure, the lipid profile, and the insulin levels to see whether it really made the metabolic change and the weight change that you wanted it to do. So
So there's
something that you need to do with information at hand.
Yeah, you need to. Yeah. It's not just something you wake up in the morning and say, oh well, I want to have the, you know, I want to go on this particular diet. I want to do a fasting.
It's
not the clever way of doing it. And you know, as you said, you know, the benefits are metabolic, and then also if you've got a weight loss plan, this would be part of the strategy. And Unetsi, if somebody wants to get in touch with you, and maybe they're thinking about this or they've been on it and they need advice, how do they get in touch with you and to find out what you can do to help them?
More than welcome to contact me on 084-609-3989, or they can find me on Instagram at Unetsi.
Great, Unetsi, thank you very much, and looking forward to chatting again next week, Thursday.
Thanks so much, Wayne.
Cheerio then.